Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Rick, bring this bad boy up. And this actually hits harder when you win a first inning. No run bet. Oh, yes, we did indeed win. No runs in the first inning, Yankees and Orioles. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube right now. YouTube.com.
We did it.
/OdysseySports. We did it. Tell you what, ball came off Clint Frazier's bat. I thought it was going to be 3-0. We're losers. But it was not. Caught by the center fielder.
Yep. And thanks, Freddie Galvis.
Yes, and we win. So good stuff there. Great final hour of the show coming up here on a Wednesday with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Jeff Feinberg's going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll get Masters picks with Jeff. Our golf bets to close the show, me, Tyler, and Ken. All our picks for the Masters, which of course starts tomorrow, Thursday. But for now, let's spend some time talking National Basketball Association with one of our favorite guests, one of our recurring guests here on You Better You Bet, and that is the host of Radio.com's NBA show. I guess, what are we calling the show now? Odyssey's NBA show? That's going to take a little bit to get used to, like getting that like wiring switched in my robotic head. Odyssey's NBA show, former NBA general manager, the great Ryan McDonough on Twitter at McDNBA. McD, welcome back to You Better You Bet with Nick and Ken. How are we feeling here on a Wednesday?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm doing great. It's always great to be on with you guys. And yeah, I'm glad, Nick, that you messed up the name since I'm not the only one who the words radio.com start to come out of my mouth and then I catch myself and self-correct to Odyssey. So that's what we will do since that's what the big bosses want.
Yeah, we've done that a bunch of times on this show. I did it earlier in the show when asking a guest a question. It's just going to take a little getting used to, that's also. We can talk about Durant and the Nets. We can talk about a lot of the playoff teams and contenders and stuff. Let's start with the Lakers, where Nick and I did this exercise in the first hour. Davis and LeBron maybe not going to be back soon. And, we did this exercise. I think there's a chance they're in the play-in tournament. What are kind of your expectations for at the end of the season? When will LeBron and Davis come back? What seed will they be in the playoffs?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Ken. That's actually one of the things I've been studying. Lakers are 4-6 over the past 10 games without LeBron. He got injured in the first game of those 10, which they lost to Atlanta. So they're currently fifth in the West. But the four teams ahead of them, Utah, Phoenix, the LA Clippers, and Denver Nuggets, are all playing really well. So I do think there's a chance, not only given how well the teams ahead of them are playing, but also given how well the teams behind them in the standings are playing, Portland and Dallas, that the Lakers could fall to seventh and end up in that play-in scenario. They've really struggled offensively, in particular, without LeBron. They're 29th in offensive rating without LeBron. And looking up at their upcoming schedule, guys, over the next 9 or 10 games, it's very difficult. I think every team in that stretch is at or above 500. So the Lakers have their work cut out for them. And wouldn't it be really unfair to, say, Phoenix, who's currently the 2 seed at this moment, if they got into the playoffs And on the two line, they had a great regular season. And then staring at them in the first round was the number 7 seed, L.A. Lakers, led by LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
McD, does the scenario exist where the Lakers actually miss the playoffs entirely?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Say they fall in that 7-10 range, and I think it would be 7 because there is a gap between Dallas at 7th, who's well above 500, and then Memphis in 8th is just above 500. So the Lakers would really have to go into a free fall, and LeBron and AD would have to be out, I think, longer than most people anticipate for them to be anywhere near 500. So I think they're probably in 7th, guys, if they're in the play-in scenario. That means they just have to win one of two games. So that would take, and keep in mind, if they're 7th, the game would be at home. So they'd have to beat, you know, probably Memphis, say, in the first round. And if they win that, they're in the final playoff field as a 7th seed. And then if they lose that, they'd have to beat, you know, as of today, it'd be San Antonio, Golden State, New Orleans. So one game, single elimination, anything can happen. But as long as LeBron James and Anthony Davis are the lineup guys, or even if just LeBron James was the lineup, I'd like the Lakers' chances to win one of two games to get their way into the final Western Conference playoff field.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and going to be one of the more captivating storylines, I think, in the final couple weeks of the year that's maybe starting to sneak up on people. And I thought some good kind of prediction there on where we're going to see the Lakers. Let's talk about the Nets for a second. This will be a little weird because Durant is going to play tonight. For a lot of people that listen to this tomorrow morning, he won't have played yet. But the point is, he's on a minutes limit. They're easing him back in. What are kind of your expectations for, like, how long is it going to take him to get up to speed? Once he's back, how long is it going to take the team to kind of get acclimated? Because, you know, Ryan, we haven't really seen a lot of games with these three guys all playing together.
Now, it's amazing how well the Nets have played and how much they have won with a revolving door of star players coming and going from the lineup. Obviously, earlier in the year, Kyrie disappeared for a bit and then had some injury issues, and the team struggled. And I think that's one of the underrated storylines, guys, and this really helps the case of the people who are advocating for James Harden as the MVP. He is out tonight, as you mentioned, Ken. Looks like he'll be out for a little while. But keep in mind that in mid-February, in the second week of February, the Brooklyn Nets were, 14-12. You know, since then, they're, 21-4 over the last 25 games. And that's been in large part without Durant. So that's how well Harden has meshed. That's how well, you know, Kyrie Irving has played when he's been in the lineup. And it just shows you how much talent and depth they have. I think one of the issues that we were all concerned about was, how is Steve Nash going to manage it? I think more throughout the course of the regular season, as far as keeping all three of those guys, Durant, Harden, and Irving, happy. Guys, he really hasn't had to do that very much because it seems like one or sometimes two of those guys have been missing from the Nets lineup for most of the past couple months.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Wednesday, joined by the great Ryan McDonough, host of Odyssey's NBA show. Find that wherever you find your podcast, and former NBA general manager, McD. Denver Nuggets are awesome right now. Looks like Nikola Jokic is going to win his first MVP award. They've been rolling since the Aaron Gordon trade, plus 800 to win the Western Conference right now. Over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. What's the ceiling, McD, for this Denver Nuggets team?
Denver's really good. I mean, they addressed their two biggest weaknesses at the trade deadline, guys. The first was a versatile athlete and wing defender. They lost that when Jeremy Grant went out to Detroit, but they gained it in Aaron Gordon, who is younger than Grant, who's under contract for this year and next, and looks like a long-term piece. And you want to talk about a guy who individually, his job got a lot easier. Think of Aaron Gordon going from a depleted Orlando Magic team who struggles, you know, in the backcourt in particular, isn't a great team as far as ball movement, to playing with, you know, maybe the best passer in the game today of any size, and that's Nikola Jokic. You look at the assist numbers as far as Jokic hitting Gordon, they're off the charts. So I really think Denver's found something with Gordon now alongside Jokic and Jamal Murray. And then they also addressed, you know, at a lesser level, their second biggest weakness, which was backup center. They're playing Isaiah Hartenstein there behind the great Nikola Jokic. Obviously, in the playoffs, Jokic is going to play 35 to 40 minutes a night. But I think Denver was really worried about the minutes with Jokic off the court or in foul trouble. So they shored up that weakness, too, with JaVale McGee, who becomes one of the better backup centers in the league. We saw the impact he had for the Lakers team that won the championship last year. So I really like Denver, guys, overall. And once again, the Western Conference is brutal. Just look at it this way, guys. There are at least 5, 6, 7 good teams, and about half of those teams will be going home after the first round. And I think we're going to see some great playoff series in the West.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ryan, we'd spent a lot of time the last couple of days and really the last couple of weeks going over MVP odds just because Nick and I found this stuff fascinating. And we really thought there was a lot of value to be had by betting on Nikola Jokic, who you were just talking about. And Denver's played a lot better recently. I know the odds are off the board, I think, as the first game has started, but Jokic was minus the 135 at Bet Rivers earlier, and James Harden and Joel Embiid both around 6-1 to win the MVP award. You know, with so few games left, we're really into kind of, you know, the final quarter ish of the season now. You know, barring an injury, you know, like, is there really anybody else who can kind of top Nikola Jokic and win the MVP award?
I think it's going to be hard. I mean, you guys know that I've advocated for Damian Lillard on this show and will continue to do so. I see he's about 14-1 now, which, you know, if you're willing to take some risk, I like those odds according to our friends at Bet Rivers. Because, guys, I don't understand, I guess, what's so different about those two guys other than I understand, you know, Jokic has had a phenomenal year. He puts up triple doubles. But look at the standings. They're only two games apart, Denver in fourth, Portland in sixth. And then I think of what Lillard has had to do without C.J. McCollum for basically half of the year, without Yusuf Nurkic for two-thirds of the year, carrying a Portland team who was missing their second and third best players and still having them neck and neck with Denver. So, you know, Nikola Jokic is a great player. He's certainly deserving of the award. But again, I like Damian Lillard. And I think if you see the Blazers surge, which will be difficult given how good the top four or five teams are in the Western Conference, but if Portland does surge down the stretch, keep an eye on Lillard making a late push, because I personally don't think the case is as open and shut as Bet Rivers and the other sports books have it, with Jokic an overwhelming favorite out in front of the rest of the pack.
McD, are the Celtics going to be able to get this thing right?
Boy, they're struggling, Nick. I mean, they're you know, they lost again the other night. They got back-to-back at home with the Knicks tonight. An interesting stat I saw today, which is great for listeners in Philly, not so much in Boston, that I think Ben Simmons has won his last 16 games in a row against Kemba Walker between, obviously, Charlotte and now in Boston. So that's a potential playoff matchup that bodes well for the 76ers, not so much for the Celtics. But, you know, guys, when I watched their team, they were thinned out from a depth perspective. As you guys know, when we did the preseason futures, I was under on the Celtics, which is difficult for me to do, having been born and raised in the Boston area and having worked for the franchise for 10 years. But I just didn't see the wing talent in depth behind Brown and Tatum that I've seen in the past, and also the front line depth of the center position. You know, ever since Al Horford went to Philly in free agency, they've been struggling to replace him. So I think Evan Fournier will help to some extent. He's obviously out right now due to the COVID protocols, but I just see something missing from Boston, guys, and I think Fournier helps. I think it was a good value deal at the trade deadline, but I don't know that it's enough. I just, that certain spark, you see it when you watch the Utah Jazz play. You see it when you watch the Phoenix Suns play right now. Those two teams are playing the late game on ESPN, which should be terrific. I don't see that when I watch the Boston Celtics play. I see the talent, but for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like the cohesion is there. And now that we're past the trade deadline, I don't know what would materially change with the Celtics to change my mind on them. And the fact that if they make the playoffs, it doesn't look like they'll be around very long.
Ryan, you mentioned Jazz and Suns, who are playing tonight, Wednesday night, for people listening to the show live. And, you know, an awesome game. Jazz, a small road favorite. I think a high-scoring game expected as well. You know, if you have a bet on that game, obviously feel free to share it, side or total. But also, you know, those two teams looking long-term, only separated by 2.5 games now. Kind of like a tier is developed, basically, where it's Utah and Phoenix, then a gap to the LA teams and Denver and all the teams we've been talking about. You know, Utah-Phoenix tonight, who do you like? And then Utah-Phoenix long-term, if it does end up being 1-2 in the Western Conference Finals, which would be kind of crazy with the other teams involved. Who would you like at that point?
Yeah, those two teams are at a whole different level, guys, from everybody else I'm watching right now. As we mentioned, Brooklyn played very well. They've won 80%+ of their games over the last month or two. But the way that Utah and Phoenix move the ball, Utah is great at getting it up in transition, early offense. They shoot quicker threes this year in transition and really demoralize teams. I mean, they just, you know, blow the doors off a lot of teams, and the game's over by halftime a lot when I watch the Jazz play. And then with Phoenix, their player movement, ball movement's been great. Devin Booker, in my opinion, has made that leap to, if he's not a superstar yet, he's getting close to that territory, guys, with what he's doing individually and also what the team is doing as far as winning, you know, being second in the Western Conference. So in tonight's game, boy, I don't know. I mean, I'd probably lean toward Phoenix just because I think it's so close. And with the Suns at home, they play so well overall. But I think that's a pick'em game. I think in the playoffs, I'd lean slightly toward Utah. At this point, they'd have home court advantage, and they have more experience in the playoffs with Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and Mike Conley. But I really enjoy watching those two teams play as much as any. And I think people are making a mistake. If they just talk about, you know, the Western Conference Championship going through L.A., it's going to be Lakers or Clippers in some order. I think they're mistaken. I think it's wide open, and I think Utah and Phoenix are as good as any teams in the conference.
McD, my final question. The Atlanta Hawks seem like they've morphed into something different, right, since the dismissal of Lloyd Pierce. With Nate McMillan in charge, Atlanta's 13-4, playing a different style of basketball, slowing it down a little bit more. Are the Hawks as good as they've looked since Nate McMillan took charge here? Like, what do you make of Atlanta now, looking like they've morphed into something different?
Yeah, I like Atlanta's roster. Nate McMillan's done a heck of a job. I think he's certainly overdue at this point to be named the permanent head coach, not the interim head coach, but to, you know, do a new contract and lock him in for a long time, not only based on what he's done in Atlanta, but going back to Indiana. I thought he got kind of a raw deal with the Pacers, and he's been a, you know, successful winning coach wherever he's been. So I think it's a confluence of things, guys, that makes, you know, Nate look good. And he's done very well, unfortunately, for Lloyd Pierce. You know, there were a lot of injuries when Pierce was there and got dismissed. DeAndre Hunter missed a significant portion of the time. He's been in and out of the lineup as well. Danilo Gallinari, who's, you know, frequently injured, has been in and out. Bogdanovic has come back and played very well for Atlanta. So I like their talent. I like their depth. You know, I think it'll be a little bit up and down in the short term, even though they've won four in a row. Looking at their injury report, they have John Collins out and, you know, some guys, Gallinari, Capella, and others who are questionable. But I like the Hawks. I don't think this is a fluke, and I wouldn't be surprised if they end up as that 4 seed with home court advantage in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Ryan, we appreciate it. We always love having you on the show. Want everyone to check out Odyssey's NBA show, wherever you find your podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at McDNBA. Ryan, enjoy the games tonight. We look forward to having you on You Better, You Bet again soon.
Anytime, guys. Always great to be on with you.
That's our buddy Ryan McDonough here on You Better, You Bet. Always love when McD comes on. I want to ask him about the, we ran out of time, about the, what he would make of a Heat Bucks potential first round series.
Right. which I mean, just you and I would bet Miami so much. I think it'd be interesting. Like, what if it's really Utah Phoenix at the end and it's like, oh, it's 1-2, but we're all actually just surprised by that, even though it's 1-2.
And I take vacation.
Right. Yes. You know what we call that? 2 weeks off.
You know what we call that? No one cares about the Western Conference final. But you know what people do care about? The Masters. Jeff Feinberg joins us on the other side to give us all his bets for Augusta National, and that's coming up right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.